spiritually at the time period of the Mark of the Beast. Now, brothers and sisters, the purpose for mentioning the teaching out there, the erroneous teaching that the glorious land is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, is because this passage in Daniel 11 is of supreme importance. It's one of the vital points of truth. It's a point of truth that God's people must understand correctly if they're going to receive the inspiration that the Holy Spirit intends to give them that comes from this verse. And by that I mean, brothers and sisters, this passage in Daniel 11 was designed by God that verse 40, when you look at it closely, clearly describes the collapse of the Soviet Union. It describes the alliance between the United States and the Vatican to bring about that collapse. And it's so full of history, when you look at it closely, history that confirms the validity of the understanding of verse 40, that it was God's purpose to use this fulfillment to say to Seventh-day Adventists, the final movements of prophecy are underway. And when you come to verse 41, what the Lord intends for us to see is probation's about to close. The Sunday law is about to arrive in the United States. It's the next thing to happen. So this is a vital point of truth. And as we read the passage from the 1888 materials, when the time period comes for a truth like this to become present truth, then you should know that at that time period there will be men among us that basically, from an unwillingness to surrender preconceived ideas, they're going to resist this truth and they're going to oppose this truth. And the opposition that comes to these verses, from my understanding, I'm not aware of all the different interpretations of the last six verses of Daniel 11, but the ones that I am confronted with on a regular basis, the greatest resistance to these verses is in the glorious land. This is the bone of contention that I've run into more than any. And so it's never good to repeat error, I'm not repeating error for the purpose of promoting it, but I want you to see some of the flawed logic. The primary reason that is suggested by those men that teach this error, that the glorious land is the Adventist Church instead of the United States, is based upon a rule of Bible prophecy.